us the fanfare. It's Thursday. That means one thing. It's time to go to the movies with our great friend, Matt Oley. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Matt, the New York Times described this movie as guts and gore and nudity galore. The movie is The Substance. Let's listen to the trailer.
People always ask for something new. It's inevitable. At 50, well, it stops.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger, more beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA and will release another version of yourself. This is The Substance.
I'm Sue.
You're hired.
Let's go.
A perfect balance of 7 days each. The one and only thing not to forget. You are one. You can't escape from yourself.
There's been a slight misuse of the substance. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
You have to
cut through yourself! Old, fat, disgusting!
People are gonna love that.
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. What did you think of The Substance?
So this is a film I missed last summer when it came out. And, of course, since then, as you know, Craig, the horror genre is not my favorite genre. It's not something I don't go to Hellraiser and Chucky movies and things like this, as a lot of people do. But I missed it this summer. And then suddenly, to my surprise, an effective Oscar campaign began for the movie. And it's up for Best Picture, Best Director, Demi Moore for Best Actress. I think it's going to win the makeup Oscar for sure. So I wanted to see this finally because it's up for all these Oscars and review it. So this is a fascinating movie directed and written by Coralie Farget, who's a French filmmaker. And it is ostensibly a message movie about body image in Hollywood with actresses and women. Because Demi Moore's character, Elizabeth Sparkle, is like a fading actress who has this aerobics workout show, and she's fired. She's fired like in the first couple scenes of the movie because they want someone younger. And there is a black market substance called The Substance, hence the name of the movie, that's a black market film. This is a horror movie, by the way, a horror body image movie. And it's a black market substance that's supposed to give you an alternate sense or alternate being of a younger self, to make yourself younger. But it's not that simple, right, Craig? Because if it was that simple, it would be a 10-minute movie. But it's a 2-hour, 20-minute movie, which I think is too long for this movie, honestly. And with any horror movie, there's going to be complications, right? Otherwise, there's no movie. What those complications are, as she tries to create a younger self, the younger self is played by Margaret Qualley as Sue, which is kind of this alternate version of Elizabeth. The side effects and crazy complications are crazy, and I will just say they are nuts and gory and bonkers, especially the last act of the film, which I think is the best part of the movie, is the last 20 minutes gets completely bonkers. Now, I would say this movie also, and younger fans will not know what I'm talking about, I would say this movie is the picture of Dorian Gray meets Sunset Boulevard, meets kind of those older Betty Davis movies like Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. That's kind of what this is about. It's sort of this disfigured, be careful what you wish for, which is the line from Dorian Gray, you know, where the person wants to stay young his whole life and has this magic, you know, serum to stay young his whole life, even though the picture of Dorian Gray always ages. And so I think it's kind of an homage to those kind of movies disguised as a message movie. And the message is that body image in Hollywood with women is not a good situation. I don't know if the message effectively gets through by Coralie Farragut. I think she hammers it over the head with kind of a sledgehammer rather than I would say a scalpel, the more subtle. But it's a horror movie, right? So the horror fans want the gore. They want the over-the-top stuff. Demi Moore is very good. There's a fantastic scene she has in front of the mirror when things start to go crazy. And she commits to the role. I mean, she's 62 years old. And in the bathroom scene, we see all of Demi Moore. Full frontal nudity, everything. And so she really commits to the performance. It's a brave performance. I'm not sure I had it on my bingo card for 2024 that she would be possibly an Oscar winner for this movie or ever an Oscar winner. That's just not the career Demi Moore has had. She's good in the part, Craig, but I don't think she should win Best Actress. I don't think this is an Oscar-winning type role, especially when compared to Mikey Madison in Anora and Cynthia Erivo in Wicked and Fernanda Torres in I'm Still Here. But it's an original movie. It's an original screenplay. And I think it's a film that should be seen. I just don't know if it's a horror masterpiece, in my opinion. But again, it's not my genre.
We remember Demi Moore in Ghost, A Few Good Men. Is this her best performance?
Well, it's certainly her most Oscar-type, Oscar bait-type performance. Let's just say that. But I don't think anybody thought a horror movie released in the summer would have this kind of Oscar legs. But certainly, they have run an effective campaign for Moore. Her Golden Globe speech when she won is probably going to help her. And whether she wins or not, it's tricky to get a sense on who's going to win Best Actress because Mikey Madison got the BAFTA the other night, which sometimes is a predictor. We'll know more when the SAG Awards come out later this weekend, Craig. But they've run an effective Oscar campaign for her and for the movie. I just don't know if this is a Rosemary's Baby, Exorcist, Shining-type masterpiece that we'll talk about 20 years down the road. It's hard to say. The makeup is the star. I mean, the makeup on Demi Moore with her hands and her feet and her body and her body and her face is phenomenal. And it really becomes the star of the movie as the movie goes on and becomes kind of this Sunset Boulevard, Dorian Gray, later career Betty Davis type movie. That's what I think the movie really is. But as I said, the body image message is there. I just think it's a little over the top with the messaging in terms of the directorial style of Farragut. But it's a film that should be seen. It's available to be seen now, streaming. It was in theaters last summer. And I'll give, you know, Farragut credit for you know, making an original movie with an original kind of message.
So, Matt, the film's ending has been described as both shocking and also thought-provoking. And without giving away any spoilers at all, how did you interpret the conclusion?
Yes, I would say it's a shocking final 20 minutes. Can't go into too much detail what it is, but there's a lot of people involved in that final 20 minutes, and it's crazy and it's bonkers. And the final shot of the movie is more the thought-provoking shot, I would say. And I think, you know, the final shot of the movie, I think, works. I think it sticks the landing effectively.
What do you think the ideal audience might be for this movie?
Again, I didn't see it in the theater, Craig. I saw it, you know, recently on Amazon Prime, so I don't know how people reacted to it in the theater. But I do know that horror fans have liked this movie. A good friend of mine, Travis Jensen, who's a huge horror fan, kind of thought like I thought. It's good, but I don't know if it's a masterpiece type situation. So I think a lot of horror fans are excited that it's getting Oscar recognition because, as you know, Craig, horror movies do not win Oscars. They just don't win Oscars usually, except for maybe makeup and things like that.
All right, let's go on to Oscar trivia. Matt, of course, as we talked about earlier, Demi Moore has never won or been nominated for an Academy Award despite her acclaimed performances in films like we said earlier, Ghost and A Few Good Men. Which co-star from Ghost won an Oscar for the performance in the film.
Whoopi Goldberg won Best Supporting Actress in Ghost.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.